USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is off to Camp David. Now, before leaving, the president spoke to reporters at the White House and was asked again about Iran and why he decided to call off the airstrike.
I don't want to kill 150 Iranians. I understand it. I don't want to kill 150 of anything or anybody unless it's absolutely necessary. And most people very much agree with what I'm doing.
President Trump has directed ICE agents to conduct mass roundups of illegal alien families that have received deportation orders, an operation that will likely begin with pre-dawn raids Sunday. Tom Homan is the former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement. He reminds us of one thing.
If they don't do operations like this, if they don't carry out the judge's order, there'd be no integrity in the entire system. It means nothing.
Homan was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
21 of the 24 major candidates seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for president are gathering in Columbia, South Carolina for an event hosted by U.S. Congressman Jim Clyburn, the highest-ranking black member in Congress. Former VP Joe Biden is in South Carolina and still refusing to back down from statements made of nostalgia regarding working with segregationist senators. Biden does have someone on his side, Republican senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
I don't want Joe Biden to be president for a lot of reasons, but one of the things that I like about Joe Biden, he's a decent man. There's not a racist bone in his body. He is my friend, and what he did back then and what he will do in the future is try to find common ground with people he disagrees with. If that can't be done, America's best days are behind us.
The central U.S. is starting off the summer with severe thunderstorms. Forecasters are warning of potentially dangerous weather from Texas all the way up to Illinois. The main threats include flash floods, high winds, and frequent lightning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
During a congressional hearing about potential reparations to descendants of slavery, former NFL player Burgess Owens suggested that if anyone was responsible for paying reparations, it was the Democratic Party. Owens also pointed out that reparations were not necessary and would send the wrong message to future generations. Chris Harris is the executive director of Unhyphenated America. He tells Fox News,
"The black people I know who are the happiest in America are those who realize that they're part of the fortunate 4.2% of the world's population to be living in here in America. But, you know, here's about the issue of slavery and reparations. You know, when you continually put someone first and they put you last, that makes you a political chump. And we keep putting forward this issue every year. There's the same people, the same congressmen putting forth this issue every year, or at least they put it forth every year when there's a Republican in the White House. Mm-hmm. But yet they've had multiple opportunities to put forth this issue. They had it ever since the Congressional Black Caucus has existed. There was a time when Jimmy Carter was in the White House and he had complete control of the Congress. There was a time when Bill Clinton had complete control of the Congress. There was a time when Barack Obama had complete control of the Congress. Yep. If it was going to happen, it would have happened then. But it's not going to happen. Black folks, listen, I really want to tell you, it's not going to happen. They're treating you like Lucy treated Charlie Brown.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.